In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Communism fell in Romania in 1989. Not too long afterward, travel from the West to Romania increased, and people from the U.S. began to visit for a variety of reasons. There's a story of a tour group stopping to speak with a small, weathered priest doing some gardening between his house and the church. The priest told them a bit about what he'd endured: hunger, threats, frequent arrests and harassment, being terrorized. But the worst thing was that at one point his wife was taken away and eventually executed. One of the group asked the priest, "After all that, do you still love God?" And the priest answered, "You'll have to ask my neighbor." And the tourist said, "What do you mean? Why can't you tell me if you love God?" And the priest replied, "I'm not qualified to make that judgment. Only my neighbor knows. Because if I love God, I will shine that love to my neighbor, so you'll have to ask him." So the tourist probed, "But isn't your neighbor a communist? Isn't he the one that you just said was always calling on the authorities to harass you?" "Yes, that's the one," said the priest. "He's the most qualified to say whether or not I love God." It's an interesting perspective, and I'm curious, what do you think of the idea that your neighbor, your arch nemesis even, is the most qualified to say whether or not you love God? In today's gospel lesson, Jesus makes quite plain that there is no clearer indicator of our love for God than the loving kindness we show to our neighbor, and specifically the least of our neighbors, the person we have the lowest opinion of. "I was hungry and you fed me," says the Lord. "Naked and you clothed me, imprisoned and you visited me," or didn't. And we remember this care is not only physical care, literal food, literal prisons. Now, it certainly includes physical things. When people are hungry, they need food. When people are cold, they need clothes. Absolutely no argument. But people also need your loving kindness for spiritual things. People are hungry for a kind word, for a sense of purpose, to be forgiven. Others feel naked with shame and guilt and embarrassment and vulnerability. Another person might feel imprisoned by mental health issues, faith crisis, loneliness. There are as many opportunities to show loving kindness as there are needs. And Jesus says that showing love to our neighbor is the evidence of our love for God. And therefore, if someone wants to know if I love God, maybe that weathered priest is right. My neighbor is the most qualified to give an accurate answer. So if someone were to ask my neighbor, and not just any neighbor, but the person I think least of, if they were asked, "Does Father Chris love God?" what would their answer be? So here's an exercise for you. Bring someone to mind that you think least of. If a third party were to ask them, "If you really love God, what would that person say?" And here might be a profitable question for modern society. Would the people who read your social media posts or your online presence believe that you really love God? Jesus is pretty clear. The love I show to those I find least is equal to the love I show Christ. And did not Jesus also teach that you shall love your neighbor as yourself? There's something about identifying with the humanity and the personhood of the neighbor I find least. When I connect their humanity with my own, there's something about that that allows all my love to become more authentic. The more I am able to show loving kindness to the person that I think least of, the more authentic my love becomes everywhere. And this is real beauty. When I learn to identify with the person I find least, I truly experience the holiness of a deeper kind of love within myself, a sacred love, a holy love, an untarnishable love. It's when I see that person's pain as my pain and that person's healing as my healing. We spoke a couple weeks back about the Jesus Prayer and talked about the word sinner that occurs in certain versions. But let's today look for a second at the word me. The word me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Sometimes people ask, should I really be praying for just myself all day? Should maybe I swap out me for other people's names? Saint Porphyrius addresses this very question. Porphyrius teaches, if you're praying for someone else, you don't need to say, have mercy on them. He says, instead, think about them, but continue to say, have mercy on me. And so Porphyrius says, this works within me by helping me identify more closely with the person I'm praying for. Because by doing so, I learn that any mercy shown to them is mercy shown to me and vice versa. And it makes my bond with that person even closer. We see this with a Canaanite woman who appeals to Jesus to heal her daughter. Remember, her appeal is, Lord, have mercy on me. And later she says, Lord, help me. Even though she wants healing for her daughter, she's saying, help me. This mother is so identified with her daughter that for Jesus to help her daughter is to help her. So if I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, while thinking of someone else, I not only pray for that person, I am identifying with that person's pain, with what's going on in their life. And here's where it all ties together. In the same way the Canaanite woman identified with her ill daughter so much that to help the daughter was to help her, Jesus so identifies with a person that you find least, that for you to serve that person is to serve Jesus. And to love Jesus is to love that person. That's how much Jesus identifies with them. And it kind of all makes sense in the end, doesn't it? When that tourist asked that small, weathered Romanian priest if, after all he had been through, if he still loved God, that this priest would answer, you'll have to ask my neighbor. And in his case, not just any neighbor, but the neighbor he found least. Because Jesus not only identifies with you, but with them. So to love the person you find least is to love Christ, and to love Christ is to love that person. Amen.